A possible connection between climate change and noctilucent clouds. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Early August is prime time here in the far north for viewing those luminescent high-altitude wisps known as noctilucent clouds that show up soon after sunset. But over the past couple of decades, the clouds have been showing up earlier and in areas farther south.
There was a trend of increasing clouds definitely in the 1990s and early 2000s.
University of Alaska Fairbanks atmospheric science professor Richard Collins says that trend has leveled off over the past few years, and he and other researchers are studying possible causes for that.
It may increase again, or it may reflect that our model of the clouds is incomplete, or we may have reached some threshold in the meteorology that some other effect that we haven't accounted for in our models is now at play.
Research proves that swarms of ice crystals that make up noctilucent clouds have become more frequent and brighter in recent decades. Scientists say that's because there's now more moisture in the upper atmosphere, or mesosphere, 50 miles up, where noctilucent clouds exist. They say it's also because the mesosphere has gotten colder. Collins says that's caused by rising levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide, the main cause of climate change.
We know we've been injecting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere in increasing amounts since the Industrial Revolution. We know that carbon dioxide should have a heating effect in the lower atmosphere, but curiously it has a cooling effect in the upper atmosphere.
Collins says that suggests that elevated levels of atmospheric carbon don't necessarily create noctilucent clouds, but rather that the clouds form under the conditions created by high greenhouse gas levels in the upper atmosphere.
So the clouds have become not a direct measure of climate change, but a symptom of climate change for testing how our models play out over tens of years.
Collins says the university's Geophysical Institute will try to create artificial noctilucent clouds to study using a rocket it plans to launch in January 2018 that will release water in the mesosphere. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.